Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the Afropreneur Podcast. My name is Uwem Akpan and my co-host is...
Say my name. Blessing Abeng. I feel like I should have a third name, so we can be doing Uwem Akpan by Blessing something Abeng.
It's been an interesting week with a lot of activities. And you know, throughout this week, something has been bothering me. Everybody says be an entrepreneur. Everybody says go into business. Everybody says start something. Everybody says grow your own dream.
Is it really just about what everybody says, or the whole country is just making you feel like maybe 9 to 5 might not be the way, so entrepreneurship is an escape?
Yeah, true, really. There's this new thing in Africa where everybody says, you know, start your own thing. You can run your own business. Everybody wants to be a CEO. Yeah, it's a trendy thing to put CEO, MD,
founder,
co-founder. But nobody tells you the reality of entrepreneurship, about starting your own business. Nobody tells you that there's a lot of pain, there's a lot of struggle,
not everybody is supposed to be an entrepreneur.
And unfortunately, we live in a society that people are not really truthful about how their businesses, or how they've run their businesses. So you see people not tell you the reality of things because they want to look like superheroes, they want to look like they've achieved.
Please, entrepreneurs are truly superheroes, because after going through everything you've gone through, I mean, you have to be a superhero.
I know, but even superheroes have bad days.
Will Spider-Man tell you that he was beat by a spider, that's why he's now Spider-Man?
No, but even Spider-Man gets beaten by people, by villains, on some days.
To be honest, I think it's even more from, I don't want to say motivational speakers, because it's not them, but it's people who are trying to motivate you to become an entrepreneur, and then they give you quotes like, what's that very popular one? If you don't build your dream, someone will hire you to do theirs. And I don't think that anybody has one unique dream. I think that dreams are for everybody. How do I explain that? My dream affects your dream. So even if I'm trying to achieve my dream, I might be helping you achieve your dream as well.
True. And then people forget that when you run your business, you are answering to so many people. You have 1 million bosses, or 10 bosses, or 5 bosses.
Actually, so true.
The boss you're running away from that structured business, that corporate job, you meet that same person, because clients can be very, 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 very annoying.
Special.
Okay, so let me say special.
I didn't say annoying anymore. I said special.
So they call you because they want something. They call you at odd hours of the night. They call you and request for changes that you didn't plan for, that out of the scope of the project. It's not easy.
The cute thing about entrepreneurship is that it's not even time bound. So you can't even say you're a 9 to 5 person if you really take your business seriously. And that lie that people tell you, that you can wake up anytime you want, might not necessarily apply, because your dreams will keep you awake, your clients will keep you
strategizing,
awake,
planning.
Your staff will keep you awake. Like, you never really even know what's keeping you awake. I realize a lot of entrepreneurs get less sleep. That's even something that should be spoken about. I think we've spoken about it in another episode, actually.
Yeah, how entrepreneurs need to learn to take rest days and sleep well. And another thing I feel we don't tell entrepreneurs is that it's a journey. You cannot just wake up today and hit $1 million tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's a journey of predefined, but you've planned the steps you're going to take. You don't just wake up.
Even necessarily work. So yeah. You have to keep replanning and re-strategizing as you keep going while you are acting. Well, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway, the cool thing is we're not the only ones talking today. We actually interviewed a couple of entrepreneurs, both high and mighty and startups and all of them, to tell us about their challenges or things people never told them about entrepreneurship. The next voices you'd be hearing would be theirs. But if you have any contributions, if you have any stories you would like to share, please share in the comment section, or
send an email to questions@theafropreneur.net. Till next week.
We remain your guys. Bless Nabing.
And your girl.
That's funny. So, take care, guys.
Be awesome.
It's not glamorous.
Why?
It's much harder, and there are more people that fail than actually succeed. A significant percentage actually fail than succeed. So while it's been presented as a perfect alternative, to the corporate life. I'm not sure that's truly the case. Yeah.
Entrepreneurship is the road to true entrepreneurship is not linear. There are turns on the path. It would never ever be smooth. It would take a lot of time for you to get your footing. Entrepreneurship does not make you rich. Entrepreneurship would not make your job easier. I mean, if you're lazy and you want to go into entrepreneurship, just be very sure that you will remain lazy and you won't be productive. So that I feel that's pretty much things that people don't discuss around entrepreneurship. A lot of people go into entrepreneurship because they feel like after a while I'll be able to get my act together and I can work at my own time. Sorry, entrepreneurship does not make you work at your own time. You work a lot more when you work for yourself.
Okay. So the funniest thing they don't tell you about entrepreneurship is that entrepreneurship is more than a 9-to-5. It's more than an 8-to-6. It's a 24-hour job, right? You think, oh, you don't want to work in a corporate because you start at odd hours and end at odd hours. As an entrepreneur, you're not sleeping. You're staying awake to run this business, to develop your business until it's big enough to generate enough for you to be sleeping, really. That's one thing I know they don't tell you about entrepreneurship.
You won't have time for anything. You have time for yourself. You won't have time for pretty much everything but work. You have to learn the skill of balancing work and life. You've got to save, you've got to save, you've got to save it.